In this edition of Generations, Judy Jenks of SeniorCenterCT.org is our guest, and we'll be talking senior centres in Connecticut, what they are and what they're not, baby boomers and how they're continuing to change the world around us, and a look at a website for those living in southeastern Connecticut that has everything you need to know about what's going on in your area. Hello, I'm Brian Scott Smith, and welcome to Generations, a new podcast for people of your generation. Today we're talking senior centres and online services, as well as the baby boomer generation. And joining me is Judy Jenks of the website SeniorCenterCT.org. Judy, great to have you on the First Generations.
Thank you very much. This is absolutely exciting to be doing this first podcast of Generations with you. Thank you very much.
We're glad to have you, and thank you for your time. So senior centres, talk to us about them, because I think people have got the wrong idea about them.
Oh, they do have the wrong idea. You know, first off, when it comes to senior centers, people think that old people in wheelchairs live at senior centers. That couldn't be further from the truth. Senior centers are the focal point in the community. It is an access point for everything and anything that you might be looking for. So if you're looking to do exercise, you can go to a senior center. If you're looking for information and referral, that's where to go. If you're looking for transportation. So senior centers started in the mid-70s. They were from the Older Americans Act, and funding is done differently in different parts of the country. In Connecticut, the funding is done by the municipality. The municipality has some of the rules on, like, the age, the membership, those kinds of things. But they pretty much do the same thing. They want to encourage seniors to have successful aging, to do it well, and to help them in any avenue that they might need. When it comes to senior centers, the majority of the people that go are women, and senior center membership can limit the age group, so it might be 50 plus in this community, it might be 60 in that community. So you just need to check in your town. Most of the people that go to senior centers go 2 to 3 times a week, and they visit 2 to 3 different senior centers, because what you might want to do today might not be happening in your town. It might be happening in the neighboring town. So you just need to find what that is. Some of the activities, some of the reasons why people go is for socialization. Once we retire, it becomes very hard to make new friends, to have contact with other people. Go to the senior center, you can socialize. You can take classes, you can listen to speakers, recreational programs of all sorts, from hiking to crafting to puzzle making, exercise. People pay for gym membership. You can, in a lot of senior centers, not all senior centers, you can do the exercise. They have the machines, they have the equipment. Some senior centers have personal trainers, so you don't need a gym membership. You can go to the senior center for that. And one of the reasons why people go to senior centers is they want to be with people like them. And you can find those at your senior center.
Let's just pick up on a couple of things there then. So, like, you said meals. I mean, obviously, nutrition is important for
yes,
all of us, you know, regardless sort of thing. What sort of things can people expect there? Because, of course, we've all still got dietary requirements, whatever age
yes,
we are as well, sort of thing. So, I mean, just this, I take it there's, you know, if they've got a specific dietary requirement, that can be catered for. But it's also about making sure that people are getting nutrition, because, you know, sometimes, again, it doesn't matter what age we are, sometimes we just don't feel like cooking for ourselves. And so just can you tell us a little bit more maybe about the meal service at all?
Also, I want to touch on with the meal service is that's a great way to socialize, to get new friends, meet old friends. But when it comes to the meals, they're just as different as the different senior centers. Some senior centers have their own chef and have a cafeteria type setting with a hot meal. Some senior centers, the hot meal comes from an outside source. Some senior centers are going into more of a sandwich deli kind of thing, where you can walk in today, fill out a little menu card, and order your meal and pay for it that day. Also through the senior centers is Meals on Wheels. So if you're homebound, if you cannot, you know, get out, then the meal is brought to you every day. And one of the best things about that meal is not only the nutrition, but it's a well person check. Somebody is stopping in every day to make sure that person is okay.
What if you can't make it, say, to the, you know, the senior center? Do any of the senior centers maybe offer some form of transportation at all to, so that they can get you out of the house? Because it's nice to be in your home, but it's also good, like you said, to get out and socialize, isn't it?
Transportation is offered by all senior centers that I know of. I don't know of a senior center that doesn't do transportation. The transportation you need to remember is transportation. It's not a cab. So you need to modify what you want around what they can provide. For the transportation, you can get a ride to and from the senior center. You can get a ride to the doctors. They take you shopping, to the barbershop, to the bank. And again, those are scheduled, so there's certain days they go to certain stores. And you just need to call the senior center, ask them, you know, what they provide for the transportation, and then say, oh, you know, can I come in on Thursday, or can I go shopping to Walmart's or whatever that is. One of the things I wanted to touch on was volunteer opportunities. Senior centers have very limited funding, and a lot of what happens at the senior centers is run by volunteers. And then the senior center might need volunteer receptionists. They may need help in the kitchen. They might need help with a lot of different things. So if you're looking for a volunteer opportunity that's meaningful, go to the senior center, talk to the director, and she is going to find something, or he is going to find something for you to do. And maybe you have a very specific thing that you're an expert in, and you would like to give talks. You don't have to do that just in your town. You could offer those talks to different senior centers, and you could become the go-to person for, let's say you are an expert in the business field that something to do with computers. Well, once the other senior centers find out that you'll come and talk and you're for free, they will be calling you and saying, would you like to come and volunteer here?
Also, I think, you know, when we had a previous conversation, you were saying how a lot of younger people are also visiting senior centers as well. Tell us a little bit about that, because I suppose, you know, if they're interested, maybe I take it, I mean, they may be visiting a grandparent, I suppose, right. But also it could be, I suppose, if they want to go into the social care world.
Exactly. We have a tendency to think that old people are somehow isolated over here, and that they're all pretty frail and feeble. And that's not true. If you look around, younger people in their 40s and 50s still retire sometimes, or they change careers or whatever. They're looking for outlets. They're looking for places to go, and a senior center is a perfect fit. So again, if you're that person that is looking, maybe you're a third shift worker, and you have afternoons that you would like to do something. Maybe your senior center needs a volunteer driver on some occasions. You could go there and you could be that volunteer driver. Maybe you're an expert in something. You could go to the senior center and offer that. Maybe you're a tax person. You could. There is a tax program through AARP, and you could become a trained certified tax person and just work the tax seasons at senior centers. Maybe you're a performer. Maybe you sing. Maybe you dance. Maybe you whatever. They're looking for that as well. And they might offer you a stipend for certain things. Maybe you could become an instructor. Again, if we went back to the computers, maybe you could do computer classes. So there's a lot of avenues, there's a lot of things out there, and you just need to ask.
We mentioned in the intro to the show about baby boomers as well and how they are continuing to shape the world that we live in.
Yes.
So let's talk about that, because baby boomers sometimes get a bad rap, but the reality is, as we said, they continue to change the world. Let's get into that a little bit more.
So I'm a baby boomer, and baby boomers are that group of people that was born after World War II. There was a huge number of us, and as we have moved through the generations, we have changed the way things are done each time. When we started going to school, they didn't have enough schools. They had to build schools. I can remember being in a classroom where there was only enough room in the front of the room for the teacher to walk back and forth. It was just jam-packed with kids because they hadn't built a new school yet. They have continued to change things. They have revolutionized the way politics were happening in the 60s. If you remember the Vietnam and all the uprising from that, that was your baby boomer. And they have continued to do those things. And the senior centers need to evolve and change to accommodate the baby boomer, because they do things differently than the generations before them and the generations after them. We could take a quick look at Amazon and all the shopping that's going on at Amazon. And if you look at that, it was not solely driven by baby boomers, but they found that to be a great way to shop and to fit more time into their schedule by not going to the store, but shopping at home. It was a natural transition as the senior center directors here in southeastern Connecticut started looking at how are we going to evolve and change to accommodate and meet different needs of different people. And here comes the baby boomer. They're not going to want to do the same things that were done 20 years ago. 20 years ago in a senior center, it was relatively common for people to come and stay all day. Baby boomers don't do that. They come in and take the class they want and they leave. So we need to find ways to get them to come in, to know what's going on, and become a part of successful aging.
Which is a very nice segue into a final thing that we want to talk about today, which is your website, seniorcenterct.org. Tell us about why you started it and what people can get from it.
It's very interesting in the way that it started, because it started because we were looking at the baby boomers and how are we going to get them into our senior centers. Here in southeastern Connecticut, we have a group of senior center directors who have met for over 25 years, and we're each other's colleagues. We're problem solvers and what's going on and what can we offer. And we started talking about how are we going to evolve and change for the baby boomers. I asked a marketing person to come in, Maria Miranda of Miranda Creative, and she started talking to us about marketing and different ways that we could do things, and she mentioned a website. From there, the idea just started growing. I was fascinated by the whole concept and what it could become, what it could be, and as time evolved, the idea developed more, and the other senior center directors as well as the municipalities decided it would be very difficult to get all those municipalities to agree to be in one place. So I took it, they gave it to me, and we developed seniorcenterct.org, which is a 75-page plus website that offers everything that's going on in the area for senior centers. It's searchable, there's no barriers, there's no login. It has a calendar that changes throughout the day that shows you the next happening event in 9 senior centers. It has news, programs, resources, services, you name it, it's there.
So how have people taken to it, and how long has it been going?
It was launched on January 5th, 2016, and I'm very pleased to say that it has been very, very successful. Last year, we had over 52,000 page views, over 10,000 users, and one of the fascinating facts is a consistent 5% of the users are 18 to 24. You know, my reaction when I saw that the first time, it's like, well, that was just a fluke. So why would that population be going to this website? And my first thought was it must be a college class. They must have had to take a class. So this tied into it somehow. I don't know how. And then, you know, a couple of months went by and I checked and it was still the same. And it's like, okay, they're grandparents. They're looking for their grandparents' parents. So it continued. So then I thought they must be looking for the career. Is there a career with the aging that they're looking for and they're coming to the website? Whatever the reason is, I'm not really sure, but they're consistently there, 5 to 6%.
That is very interesting.
Yes, it
as
is.
You say. And it's good as well, because, you know, clearly, you know, any online resource that helps people. It's also broken down, the website is broken down into various towns.
Yes.
So, I mean, so that seems like another great thing. You don't have to like wade through. I mean, you can pick where you live.
Yes. And you can pick where you live. There's 9 towns, and like I said before, most seniors nowadays go to 2 or 3, so they can look at those 2 or 3. Using the calendar is color-coded. Each town has a different color, and you can pick one town, you can pick all towns, you can pick 3 towns, whatever you want, and see on there what's going on. You see something of interest, you can click on it, and it will give you the description and more of the details.
So your whole week's social calendar can be worked out just from going to this one website, then?
Yes, it could be. And with that calendar, you can also send that over to your friend. So you see an activity you're interested in, you send it to your friend and see if they want to go with you.
Now, obviously, apart from, you know, being on the computer, the website, I take it, you know, seniors use smartphones like everybody else. So it's all accessible through, you know, if you've got like a smartphone as well.
Your smartphone, your tablet, your computer, your laptop, whatever, it's responsive. So no matter what you're looking at it on, it fits and it's easy to use.
Now, of course, it all costs money, and we know that there isn't a huge amount of money out there. We're always hearing stories about how, you know, the various states, including Connecticut, are having to obviously pull back on certain funding for things. So your website, if people want to advertise on there, donate, they can, I take it?
Oh, yes, they can. In fact, right now we're doing a promotion where if you want to advertise on the website, you pick where you want to advertise and pay for 3 months, and you get 1 month free. And that's until March 15th.
Okay, so that's like hyper-local advertising then.
Yes, and it's a new way to advertise. This is the way that businesses are going to reach the way that we shop. You know, return on investment used to be, if I put the ad here, I'm going to get X number of people immediately to come and buy whatever it is I'm providing. Nowadays, we don't do it that way. You know, we are on the internet, we are whatever, these ads pop up, we don't even really pay attention to them until it's like, oh, wait a minute, I need a new roof. I saw that ad, I'll go back onto the computer and I'll find that company. Same thing with this website. People shop in a different way. They are seeing the ads. All the ads are clickable, so they click over to a URL that the company controls, and they can go back and then find the home care, find the whatever company on that website.
So it really is a good, so like, I mean, the opportunity for advertisers is huge then from the sounds of it, because everybody needs services. And,
yes.
With this being able to like hyper-local, if maybe you are a small company that doesn't want to obviously advertise and pay the advertising rates for, you know, all nine because you only cover, say, three out of the nine, then they can obviously do that.
Yes, they can pick just those three towns.
So Judy Jenks from SeniorCenterCT.org, ever so many thanks again for joining us.
Thank you very much. This was wonderful.
And that's all from this edition of Generations. Don't forget to visit SeniorCenterCT.org to find out what's going on in your neck of the woods. And if you want to send us a topic to talk about or want to be our guest on the podcast, do drop us a line by visiting the SeniorCenterCT.org website and go to the bottom of the homepage and click on the How to Advertise with Us link, and that will get you in touch with us. From myself, Brian Scott-Smith, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.